Thanks for tuning in to DT Talks Mad Monday podcast for Monday, the 10th of February. This episode, we chat with Jackson Thurlow from Geelong, Jesse Lonergan from Gold Coast, and Tim Moore from the GWS, and Roy has some pretty awesome news.
Destroyer, this is Roy.
Yeah, coach of the Warn Dogs.
This is Calvin.
It is Roy. I am Calvin. How, you can't even see me, can you?
No, I can't actually.
Now, this Roy, you're coming in via phone. Why is that, mate?
Well, I have to welcome to the world of Dream Team, Desmond, Troy, Davey.
Oh, we have a new. Well, you've got a bloody second name that you can put a put a Dream Team under next year.
Well, I certainly do, and don't worry, I'll be making full use of it. I'll be having two teams in all leagues and claiming the prize.
And the name, Desmond Troy Davey. Where's that come from?
Destroy man.
Some of your best.
That is some of your best. Now, actually, did Dan let you have that?
No. I threw it out there, though.
Yep. No good, no good. Anyway, Roy, you're at the moment, you're in hospital doing all the right big daddy things, and he's an awesome little man, so we're looking forward to we'll live our lives through him a little bit,
well,
I reckon, in years to come.
He's currently rookie priced.
He's
rookie priced.
I tell you what, he liked a bit of Uncle Warn Dog action this afternoon.
Yeah, he would have.
Yeah, of course, I'm good with
King
everyone.
King of the kids, I
love it, love it.
Yeah, he was real good. Now, hey, boys, the NAB Cup's starting this week.
It is. So we're on the NAB Challenge. At Wednesday it kicks off, and I think it... Who is it? It's Geelong and Collingwood, I think it is, first up. We probably should know that straight away.
We should know that.
I think, I'm pretty sure it is, actually, on Wednesday night. So we've got a fair... Well, that's where it really probably kicks off. I know we keep saying that every week, our fantasy preseason kicks off, but that's where it's really going to start. Yeah, so Wednesday night, Geelong and Collingwood down at Cardinia Park, and that... Well, it should be good. Who are you going to look at in that one, Calvin?
Well, there's several to look at. Hopefully the pig's running around.
Well, do you reckon he'll play the first preseason game?
No. Swanee doesn't play any games that he doesn't have to.
Now, destroy. You'll be having a fair crack at these, and I'm sure, actually, you'll be up late every night. You'll probably be catching all the replays.
Yeah, I will be able to actually watch every game of the evening. I'll probably be up... Nursing the little nugget or something, so I'll be able to watch the replays.
I'm expecting some cracking articles from you, Roy.
Oh, you'll get them. And the more I think about it, I'm actually semi-confident of there's no reason I can't come first and second. Because I'll be seeing that much footy pre-season.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to see where Harry finishes when we look for him. What's he going to call his team? Have you thought of that yet?
No, actually I haven't. I'm going to put a fair bit of thought into that before I... come up with some sort of wisecrack.
Yeah, good.
Well, thanks for being here, Roy. It feels like we're having an interview or something, but thanks for being here on DT Talks Mad Monday podcast, and best of luck, young man.
Yeah, now, if you'll excuse me, I've got
an
important article to go and read again in the footy record.
All right, looking at the Geelong preview, Calvin,
yeah.
We had a bit of a look here and we thought, geez, how can we do these justice? And so, kicking off this one, we've got one of our fellow Lonnie boys.
We do.
And he plays for Geelong. We've got Jackson Thurlow on the line. How are you, Jacko?
Good, mate. Very happy to be here.
Oh, of course. You're on the bloody highest rating fantasy football podcast in the world.
All right, let's cut the crap, dog. We need to get down to business. Thurlow, what about Hamish McIntosh, mate? How's he travelling? Will he be right for round one?
Mate, he's been travelling well. It's amazing how well the big fella can actually move when he gets up and going. And I think our selection this year is going to be good again, as well as last year. But I reckon if he's fit and firing, then he'll be playing round one. But there's still a few more weeks to go, and I'm sure all the ruckmen will be fighting for spots.
So is he fully training and everything at the moment?
At the moment, yeah, I think he is, yeah.
Right, yeah. Do you reckon you guys see him as the number one ruck, or will there be a bit of sharing going on?
I think that's the best thing about the ruck we've got here. We've got we've got Dawson Simpson, Nathan Vardy, and Hamish McIntosh that can all be a number one ruckman. So I think if our rucks can be competitive and competitive with each other, I mean, I reckon we'll have a very dangerous ruck, but if he's up and going, then he can be our number one ruckman, yeah.
Yeah, now we were looking at some of the bargains for you guys, and down there, nice and cheap in that forward line, is old Shane Kirsten, and he was on the verge of selection last year. He played in the grand final for the VFL side. What do you reckon about him? Should we be looking at him for our sides?
Yeah, definitely. I think he had... just some minor knee surgery in the off-season as well, and he's just starting to get back into his full fitness, so you'll definitely see him in the NAB Cup, and if he can play some good footy leading up to the early rounds, then I'm sure you'll see him in the early rounds.
Now, we can pick Josh Caddy this year as a forward as well as a mid, mate. Now, what sort of role do you think he's going to have this year for you blokes?
He is having one of the best pre-seasons I think I've ever seen. He's absolutely dominating training. I think you can see him through the midfield, but I reckon you can see him kicking goals as well. I think he's going to have a breakout year, and I think, yeah, he's going to be a real gun this year.
There you go. Breakout year.
Breakout year. That? We like hearing those sorts of words. Yeah. They're good.
I'd have him in my team if I had a team.
Right. Okay, yeah. You've struggled a bit in the past with your fantasy teams, haven't you?
I don't
want
to talk about it.
All right, let's have a look at a couple of big guns then. Now, Stevie J is the most expensive player in AFL fantasy this year. Had a massive year last year. If you had a team, Jacko, would you be picking him?
Definitely, yeah. I'd definitely have Stevie in, and the other one I'd have in is Jimmy Bartel.
Yeah.
Them two, I reckon, are the picks. Jimmy's training well, he's kicking bags in match sim, and he's bloody mopping up everywhere. I think Jimmy's the ultimate player because he can play anywhere on the ground. He plays on ball, he plays forward, and he plays back.
But, is that sort of, what sort of role will he have this year for you blokes? Like, will he be in the mid?
I reckon he'll be in the mid at some stage, yeah, but I think he can be most dangerous when he's forward because he's so hard to play on. I've been playing on him in match sim a little bit, and he's definitely been setting me a task each training.
Yeah, all right. And one last one. Calvin, he's probably your number one pick. I think you said it in the footy record. Old Joel Selwood, he's in a moon boot at the moment. Do you reckon he'll be round one, or might it be a little bit later?
Nah, I think he's actually said he'll be right round one. So, mate, I reckon after last year's performance, he's only going to get better. And I reckon he's a definite for the team as well, if I was a dream team man and had any idea.
Yeah, all right. Now, just to finish off with, there is a bloke there that wears number 40. He looks like he's a bit of a bargain at 265 grand in the back line. Jay Thurlow, should we...
265 grand, is it?
Yeah, is that a bit too much?
Jesus, yeah. Expensive.
So, is that a no? Are you telling everyone out there not to pick you?
Oh, I hope I get in a couple of people's teams, but look, hopefully I play a few games here and there, but... If I can break into the side early, then hopefully I can play some good footy and hold my spot.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. Well, I hope we see you over the NAB Cup. I'm sure we'll see you figuring there, and we'll be counting your DT points as that happens across the game. So thanks very much for your time, mate. We'll catch you very soon.
Appreciate it, boys. Thanks for everything.
Rightio, now we're about to have a look at the Gold Coast Suns. Just go along with the theme here, Dog. We've got another superstar on the phone to talk about.
And he's from Launceston too.
Gary Ablett. Oh, what? No. Jesse Lonergan, thanks for joining us.
No problem, boys. I wanted to call myself a superstar by all means. Struggling to get a kick as it is.
But you are in our eyes, mate.
Look, let's start off with Jesse. Bloody hell, you're cheap this year. $224,000.
Oh, as a midfielder, you'd have to look at him.
Are you going to play? What are you going to do?
Oh, I'll try. I'll put my hand up every week, that's for sure. We'll have to see what happens during the NAB Cup and stuff. But, I missed a lot of games last year. That's probably why.
What about the young gun? Now, is Jack Martin as good as what everyone says he is?
Yeah, I think he is. He can do everything, the little bloke. When you look at him, you don't think he can do much, but he's quick, he's strong, he can take marks. He dominated the NEFL last year, and he's been dominating training lately as well. So he's pretty level-headed bloke, so he'll be on fire this year.
Awesome. Will he be as good as Jager?
Oh, it's tough. We'll have to wait and see.
We have to pay a few more dollars for him than what we had to in the past for the rookie. So he's like at almost 270 grand. So would you still spend that money on him because he's that good?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it'd be worth it. It'll punt, by round 12, it'd be over double that, I reckon. He's jumping up.
Oh, awesome. All right, well, we'll lock him in then. All right, in the back line this year, we can pick up David Swallow. He's always been a midfielder, and I guess he is a natural mid. He played a bit in defence last year, but do you reckon we should pick him up now because he is a defender?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. He'll go through the defence and also midfield as well. So, again, he's had a pretty good pre-season. He hasn't missed a session lately, and, he's looking strong and fit as well, so
yeah. So should we see him run a bit more through the midfield? Do you think, or is he finding a bit of a home?
Yeah, I reckon more midfield and off the half back as well. So either way, he provides a run and he'll rack up numbers, I reckon.
Now, speaking of racking up the numbers here, I've got a guy 135,000. He can be picked up as a forward. Old school Nathan Bock. How is he travelling?
Yeah, he's going well. He's going well. He just had a little trouble with his leg, but he'll get over that, and hopefully he plays a few games in the NAB Cup, and hopefully he gets a run in early.
I guess the thing is, if he's playing round one, we've got to be picking him. He's only 135 grand. Looking at the other end of the scale, though, you're going to spend $621,000 on Gary Ablett?
Boy, that's expensive, isn't it?
It is a bit, but I guess we know what we're going to get from him. Can you see any reason why he wouldn't be scoring as well as he has in the past?
Nah, no reason. He just went to America and did some testing with Gatorade with Scott Pendlebury.
Oh, yeah, saw that.
Comparing Brazilian soccer players and stuff to... And NBA players and even cyclists and stuff compared to, those two. So he ranked up pretty high against them, so... And he's looking pretty fit as well, so... He'll be on fire this year as well.
Now, Warnie will kill me, and probably Roy will kill me more if I don't ask this one. But what about my boy Jack Hutchins? Remember him from last year, Doug?
Yeah.
Remember my boy Hutchins?
Yeah, because there was another one of them.
Oh, is there? How many Hutchins?
No, the one for... Didn't he play for West Coast, the other one, and you got confused all the time? Now, your boy Hutchins, he's pretty cheap, isn't he? 240?
He's my boy.
Is there a chance to play?
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually I'm living with him at the moment, actually.
Oh, yeah, good bloke.
Yeah, great bloke. He's he's got really dreads. He's looking pretty slick.
Oh, we've got a lot in common, him and I.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, just before we let you go, Jesse, we want to know, are there any other little smokies there that you reckon might have a bit of a breakout this year, that even some of the other rookies from this year? Oh, well, I guess we've forgotten about our big gun. How's old Cade called Jasny travelling at the moment? Our other Lonnie boy.
Yeah, Cade's fit in real well. He's already slotted himself in as one of our top five runners already, which is a great effort for Cade. And even in the match play simulations and stuff, he just looks at home pretty composed and just racks him up with a half back.
So, Are you able to spell his last name?
Oh, a few of the boys just gave up even saying it, even trying to pronounce it. So they just call him Cade Kardashian, and he doesn't like that too much.
Awesome. All right. Unless you're going to give us any other names there to look at, what do you reckon? We'll lock in those guys and stick with that?
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful.
Be a pretty safe bet with all those boys, I reckon.
Awesome. Now, I think what we'll do, we'll have to get in your ear before the season starts so we make sure we're all set to go. But thanks heaps, Jess. You're a champion. And I'll tell you what, I'm a massive chance to take a punt on you at 240 grand or whatever you are. We'll lock in.
How are the hammies, though, mate? Are they all right?
Fine.
Yeah, see, there we go.
I haven't had any niggle with them this pre-season. I've made sure that in the off season got them nice and strong. So, hopefully I won't do another hammy for the rest of my career.
Touch wood, mate.
Touch wood,
all the best, mate. Thank you very much for joining us today. You're an absolute... There'll be a bronze statue of Jesse outside Aurora in a few years' time. Mark my words.
Exactly.
Right. Thanks, mate.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Rightio, Calvin, we are heading to GWS now to have a little bit of a look. And would you believe it, we've got another champion, Launceston bloke, on the phone right now. And this is the great man, the big captain backline, Tim Moore. How are you, mate?
I'm good, boys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Now, we're going to be looking at your boys. We're hoping that there might be a bit of value in our fantasy teams this year up there at the Giants. Now, straight up, you've got a few guys that have come over to the club. Let's start off with old Mumford. How do you reckon he's travelling at the moment?
Yeah, big Shano's going really well at the moment. He's out in the track flying, throwing his big body around, trying to terrorise all the young kids out there. But no, he's going good. He's good around the club, and yeah, just a good fella to have there.
He'd be a hard man, I reckon, wouldn't he?
he's a big man.
He's a monster.
He loves his sausages. Will he be the number one ruck, do you reckon? Or what do you reckon with him and Giles together?
Yeah, big Giles. I think they'll just swap down forward. I think both of them will be in the team, no doubt. But we've got a lot of other good ruckmen down there. But I reckon Shane's probably our number one ruckman at the moment. So
now, from the Sydney Swans, you guys picked up Jed Lamb. Now, he's really cheap for us to pick in our teams. How's he going, and will he be best 22 for you blokes?
He's going well. He's training pretty good at the moment. First 22 is pretty tough at the moment. We've got lots of good players playing similar sort of positions to him. So, but he's doing all the things right. He's training really well, doing everything right. So he's every chance to play round one at this stage.
All right. And then another one of the boys that moved across there, Heath Shaw, came from Collingwood. He's been a fantasy legend for us in the past, very frustrating at times, but what do you reckon? Do you reckon he's going to be a good player for you guys?
Yeah, he will. He's just voice and instruction and stuff around the group is just fantastic. He's been massive inclusion for us, and he's just going to absolutely dominate this year, I reckon. He's fit, just doing everything right. He's really good around the club and everything, so he'll be one to look out for, I reckon.
Yeah, what sort of role do you reckon he'll play? Will he play sort of mostly in the back line, or will he push up the ground much?
He'll play back line, so we'll have him and Phil Davis as the main talkers and instructors down there. So, yeah, he'll play mainly down the back line, maybe now, roll up onto the wing.
Now, what about the young guy here, O'Rourke? How's he going? Look, and will he play round one as well?
Jono, he's actually got a bit of back problems at the moment.
He's
got a bit at the moment as well. So, I mean, him and just potting ourselves on the sidelines. But, he's got all the ability in the world. Once he gets up firing fit, he's definitely in our best 22. He's a really good kid. And
so, I'll cross him out for now, but maybe get him up, like, throughout the
definitely.
Year, okay.
Keep him in the back of your mind.
Right, cool. We'll do.
Now, you've got the bloody... You are the Giants there with the boys in the forward line. If you were going to pick one of the boys, old Patton, Boyd, Cameron, which guy would you want in if you were picking one of them in your fantasy team?
You can't really go past Jesse, really, could you?
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
All Australian last year, and he's only, 20 years old, so you can't go past him. But Tom Boyd's probably the biggest 18-year-old I've ever seen. He's 106 kilos... People throw out the old term, legs the size of tree trunks. He's actually half the size of tree trunks.
So do you reckon you guys will play all three right through the season?
To be honest, I'm really not sure. I think they'll obviously have a go at it, but we've also got Tomlinson down there as well. He's a big fella. So it's going to be a tough gig to try and get in the forward line as a tall down there this year.
Yeah,
but
Jeff.
Obviously, Jez is first picked.
Yeah, awesome.
And, Pato's going pretty good, and obviously Tom Boyd's just a massive year.
Yeah.
Strong. So we'll see what happens.
Any other sort of the younger guys coming through that might make their debut early on this year who've been sort of sitting there either this year, last year on the list and ready to go?
I think most of the guys at the club have played. So
Yeah.
But there's blokes who are in and out of the side a little bit, like Matt Buntine, he's flying at the moment. He's looking really good out there. Mark Wiley, he tagged last year. He's a bit of a tagging role last year. He's fit and stronger and everything this year, so he's another one to look out for. And other than that, I've been stuck inside doing all my training, so
well,
I'm really out there watching that.
Roy made sure that I had to ask you about, because he loved him in his first year, Toby Green. How's he looking? Is he going to be ready to go?
Yeah, he's good to go, mate. He's fine. He's done pretty much all pre-season.
Yeah.
So he's looking good.
What sort of position will he play? Will he be through the midfield? Because I think he spent a little bit of time back last year.
Yeah, he'll. I think they put him down back as sort of last year because they thought he might have been a little bit loose.
Yep.
In the defensive side of his game, so they put him down back for a couple of games last year to get that sort of defensive side in his game. But this year he's going to be through the midfield, I reckon.
As fantasy coaches, we just want him in there racking up the ball. We don't care if he's loose. Yeah. That's so make sure you tell the coaches that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's all right. That racks him up.
Awesome. Now, thanks heaps for your time, Tim. Now, just before you go, can you suggest to anyone any reasons why they shouldn't pick you at $311,000 in their fantasy team?
Well, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't at the moment because I'm injured. But
there you go.
Other than that, get me in there.
Oh, you're a machine. Now, what's your hair doing at the moment? What sort of hairstyle are you rocking at the minute?
Oh, I've still got the same do going. I'm thinking about cutting it off. There's a bloke at the club who's copying me at the moment, so I better get rid of it.
Yeah, well, nah, looking good, mate. All right, thanks heaps for your time. We'll catch up with you soon, and good luck getting back, and hopefully we'll see you in round one.
All right, boys.
Cheers.
Thanks for the call. See you guys.
Rightio, what a wicked show this has been.
Great podcast. It's a shame Destroy wasn't here.
Well, I think it's better.
No.
Anyway, before we go, Dog, tell them. Go on.
We had a great competition last week. We had hundreds of entries, and it was bloody fantastic. To win yourself a copy of the AFL record, which came out last Friday, and Calvin, how good did that look?
It looks great. I'm in it a lot.
You are, yeah, and you look pretty good,
actually. I do look good.
Jeez, they did a bit of Photoshop.
Bloody oath, they did.
But you can win that and the AFL prospectus too. You can get both of those as part of this. And we found our winner. We went through, scrolled through all the comments, and we all gave our own little 2 cents in there.
We did.
And we came up with our winner that we're all very happy with, and that was King Billy. He has a team name for Gary Ablett. His 29 disciples.
That's pretty good.
I love that. That's a ripper. It's a nice, simple one. Even he bloody wore 29 as well, didn't he, back in the day?
I think he did.
So,
yeah. Would have been a part of the joke.
Probably. Only just got that then. Yeah. So anyway,
that's even better.
That's even better. No, so thanks very much for everyone entering. We have lots and lots of great stuff going on DT Talk over this next, few weeks. The NAB Challenge does start on Wednesday night, so if you've got Fox, make sure you're watching that. But there'll be plenty of coverage on DT Tech with all the things that you need to know about who starred, who sucked, roles, all that sort of stuff. We're going to have a bit of a crack with that. Make sure you're following us all on Twitter. So what's yours?
At Calvin DT.
I'm at Warney DT.
Not sure about Roy's, though.
Roy's could be anything.
Could be at Roy DT, but it could be at Troy DT.
It could be.
You never know.
Desmond. All right, now.
There we go.
All right, thanks heaps for listening. Subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us a comment, and we'll catch you another time.
See ya.